You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm really honored and excited, three-time world champion on Making Bank. I want to welcome Nicholas Kuzmich back.
Hey,
welcome
brother.
Back to the show,
well,
man.
Thank you for letting me be the first, maybe not the only, but the first.
The first in the series.
The first person to be on Making Bank three times in a row. So it is an honor. We're setting records. We're creating history here.
And it must mean you have some cool stuff for us today.
Well, I sure hope so. I don't know. Hopefully no one saw the last episode. We'll just talk about all the same stuff.
I think we talked about me.
Okay.
No. All right, guys. We got a really awesome show today. Have your pen and papers ready. Nicholas is going to deliver some amazing content, especially coming off his talk yesterday. He rocked the place. It was standing room only, 200 people outside of the venue.
That's
I think there was like 400, 500, 600 inside. So pretty crazy, pretty cool stuff. And we're excited today. So give everybody, I know there's maybe a 0.5% of the population that doesn't know you. Give them like an 8 to 30 second spiel on what you do.
Yeah, Nicholas Kuzmich, former NASA astronaut, flew to the moon, did a couple trips back. No,
Mars.
Mars, going to Mars. No, we just got really lucky. In a few years ago, we were looking for a place to buy media, to get our message out there and to get our clients' message out there to the world. We were in the right place at the right time, and it just so happened that we stumbled across this platform called Facebook. We decided to jump 2 feet in and really own the space. And fortunately, we work with some, we've worked with and continue to work with some amazing, amazing people. We're known in the industry as having the highest ROIs in the space, up to 30,000% return on investment. We found a way to make Facebook work for any business owner. And systems and processes that just make things easier and allow the right business who's looking to scale and get their message out there more, do that. And so that's what we focus on. We have an agency, we have a consultancy, we have a membership program, all that stuff, all around showing people and helping people get their message out there using Facebook ads.
Cool. No, that's awesome. And you guys don't just work with coaches and consultants. I mean, you do product businesses, e-com, like all that. Because some people think, oh, wow, 30,000%, it must be like somebody spending, you know, 50K on a coaching package, not e-com products and that sort of thing. So you guys cover the whole gamut.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, we've worked in with political campaigns, with nonprofit campaigns, with e-commerce stuff, with coaching stuff, with membership stuff, with and that's what I love to say is at the end of the day, if you have something that could use growth, Facebook is most likely a channel you could use to get that. And it doesn't matter where you play or what you do. Probably 99% of the time, it's a platform that you could be using.
Awesome. Well, I want to kind of start off. I know we got Facebook had these like recent algorithm changes.
Right, sure.
I know you've probably chatted on that a little bit.
Yeah.
How is that? Have you seen an effect with what you're doing?
Yeah.
And how have you pivoted or made some changes to capitalize on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the reality is for the person who's willing to pay to play, and that's what we do. So we're not doing organic stuff. Like our space is paid advertising.
Paid advertising.
For the people who are willing to pay to play, there was zero effect. The algorithm had zero effect. The only people who are being affected by the platform right now are those who are built, and I feel for them, built, you know, strong organic presence. They never really decided to go into the paid space of things. And now they're feeling it. But if you're willing to pay to play, Facebook has honored and continues to honor those types of businesses.
Okay.
So zero.
Good.
Effect, I'm happy to say. Zero effect on anyone who knows what they're doing.
Awesome. And no cost increase, anything like that? Minimal or?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. And I think what people have to realize is in general, Facebook costs and advertising costs are going to go up.
Right.
I mean, you're not paying today what you paid 4 years ago.
For sure.
So definitely costs are rising, but that's not because of algorithmic changes.
Right.
That's just, like you said, real estate. It's supply and demand, and as a result of that, you know, every business owner should be prepared over time to see increased costs of advertising.
Real quick, I want to dive into a little bit. I know we were talking off stage for a minute. some of the top of the funnel stuff that you're doing? Because since we have a variety of different businesses that watch this, entrepreneurs and everything, some may be coaching, some are, a lot of them are e-com products, things like that. What are you seeing that's really working now and something that they can take and start applying today?
Yeah, I love that. So we've really dialed in a system that I call like the 3C invisible influence
formula. Okay.
The reason why I call it, because the 3 C's are how to get the click, how to capture the lead, and then how to convert that into a sale.
Sure.
So that's our 3 C's. And we've tested this in every industry possible. So e-commerce, service-based stuff, coaching, consulting, it doesn't matter. We have found that this kind of process really works.
So okay.
I can kind of walk through it a little bit.
Sure,
and
yeah.
And stop me. Stop me anywhere if we need to expand
further.
So first is the click. It's the realization that the entire function and purpose of an ad, and here's where a lot of people miss it. A lot of people think that the goal of an ad is to make a sale. The goal of the ad is to simply do one thing and one thing only, and that's get a click. See, in every part of the process, we have to realize that that part of the process is designed to do a certain task.
Okay. Right.
So if you have a landing page, that's designed to capture a lead. If you have an ad, it's designed to get a click. If you have a sales page, it's designed to get a sale. Now, anytime you mix any of that up, you're going to see diminishing results.
Okay.
So when you have an ad that you're trying to sell something with, well, you're like three steps too early. So first and foremost, we want to get the click.
Right. Okay.
How do we get the click? Well, I mean, I have a whole 11-stage ad writing formula, but let's just kind of go over some very basic stuff.
Sure.
80% of the success of your ad is going to come down to selecting the right visual. Okay. Call it video or image. Let's call it image.
Okay.
So even the playing field, because not everybody can do video.
Right.
So let's say image. Well, what can we do to an image to get a click?
Sure.
Or capture attention.
Right.
Now, I mean, I always say, and the analogy I use is, hey, look, if you're looking to hide a tree, where's the best place to hide it? The answer is in a forest.
Right.
Why? Because it just blends in. If that is the case, let's envision the Facebook news feed as a forest.
Okay.
And let's see images as trees.
Okay.
So if you're just scrolling through your news feed and you see image after image, now, first of all, you should be using images, right? Because everyone's ignoring copy or text. But you see image after image after image after image. What about your image is going to have it pop and stand
out?
Well, I think one of the easiest things to do, people just undermine the simplicity of this. But my friend Gerald has an e-commerce product. He deployed this thing and all of a sudden went from zero sales to 50K in sales.
Wow.
His words, not mine.
Right.
A girl, Jenna, who deployed this in a seminar business, ended up using this one simple trick and going from zero registrants to selling out her seminars. And here's the trick. Think about this.
Okay.
If you're scrolling through your newsfeed, and all you see is color image after color image after color image after color image, what could you do to have it stand out? Well, what we say is, why don't you just drop the thing in a photo editor and go black and white with it? Nice. Now, all of a sudden, black and white images are popping in the newsfeed because all they see is color image after color image after color image.
Sure.
Remember, the name of the game is first to capture attention and get the click. So one of the simple things, again, that we suggest everybody is just experiment with this.
Right.
All of your images are black and white. It's not going to work. But the idea is always to be thinking about, okay, well, how if I know that my image is a tree, how do I get a tree to stand out in a forest?
Sure.
There's things you can do, but that's one of them.
Awesome. So taking that, and so I know we have our Facebook team, and I know they're probably listening. So we want to take those images and make them really stand out.
In one way, shape, or form,
whether it's black and white, whether it's... I mean, what are some other ideas?
Yeah, what about you've ever seen those images that are all black and white except the one umbrella red?
Right.
Now all of a sudden you've got another thing popping up,
Sure.
Or maybe you've seen cinemagraphs. So the idea where like guys pouring coffee, everything is an image, but it's the coffee that's moving. One element of the images. Those are called cinemagraphs.
Right.
Those pop like crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just, you can increase the contrast of an image.
Sure.
And simply by doing that, all of a sudden it's not just kind of blending in, it's popping out.
Right.
So always just be thinking about, like, what can I, and let me say this, Josh, don't add a bloody pink fluorescent border around your image and be like, that's how you get attention.
Boom.
Yeah, that just screams like I'm a marketer who doesn't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So don't go that far. But think like, what can you do to a great image already that just has it stand out a little bit?
Well, and one of the big things for me, and I was talking to somebody the other day, was on mobile, you need to increase the contrast and lighten.
Right.
So increase it, and it actually makes it stand out more on even mobile. Yeah. And a lot of, with so much mobile pushing too, you know, your mobile feed, you know, and you want to drive those people to stop and click on it to get through. So that was one thing I'm like, oh, wow, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So we got some, all right, so we got some great things to make our ad pop.
Right. In order to get the click.
To get the click. So we're in the click spot right now.
Right. Now, the next thing is, once they click, where do they go to?
Right.
So they're going to a landing page. And I think one of the greatest mistakes that most people make on Facebook is they violate what I call the number one rule of marketing online.
Okay.
And the number one rule is why I wrote a book with the title. But the number one rule, I believe, on marketing online is that you must give before you ask. Okay. And so most people's ads sound something like this. Hey, I got you something to sell. Come buy it. And
right.
You're like, whoa, I don't know you.
Sure.
Hello.
Right.
So we believe that Facebook is a great opportunity for you to start relationships.
Okay.
And the best way to start a relationship with someone that you don't know is give them some sort of value.
Right.
That's going to benefit their life.
Okay.
Everybody's on a journey. They're going from point A to point Z. If you can help them go from point A to point B,
sure,
they're going to appreciate you.
Right.
They're going to know, like, and trust you. They're going to continue that conversation to the point where they're saying, yeah, you know what? I want to transact with that person. So how do we do that? I say you give them something of value in the form of a lead magnet.
Okay.
Typically a downloadable PDF. Could be a cheat sheet, an execution guide, a blueprint, a template.
Sure.
Something that's going to literally help. And maybe you create smoothies and you're in the health space.
Right.
Why don't you give three or four of your best recipes?
Mm.
Like,
okay.
Simple, easy to apply, get going. And now all of a sudden, you are becoming seen as a value contributor to your community.
Got it.
And you're starting the relationship. So you have an ad that basically goes to a page that says, I got this great thing that I think would really benefit
sure.
you. Let me know where to send it.
And now with that, so say that you're going to give them something like a checklist or you know something they're opted in for.
Yeah.
Does that work with like e-commerce products?
Yeah, great question. So one of our clients sells essential oils, aromatherapy and essential oils.
Right.
So what they did was like they used to just try to sell this package of like stress relieving aromatherapy oils in a diffuser.
Okay.
And they sold it for however much money they did, and they're trying to sell direct. Now, did they make a few sales? Yes.
Sure.
But when they came and said, well, how can we deploy this type of understanding to our e-commerce?
Right.
I said, well, what are your ideal people looking for?
Sure.
And they said, well, they're looking for stress relief using essential oils.
Right.
So I was like, great. Can you tell me the top 5 essential oils you would recommend to me if I was looking to reduce my stress? They said, absolutely. I said, well, spin that up in a 1-page PDF and let's call it like the 5 best stress-reducing essential oils.
Right, okay.
Create that as a PDF, and now they offer that. And now the person's like, wow, before this person even tried to sell me anything,
sure.
they actually tried to provide some
reduce
benefit.
Something.
Right?
Awesome.
So works in the e-commerce space as well.
So, say you had a tooth powder product.
Sure. Just say it.
Just say somebody did.
Yeah.
What, you know, and they were driving traffic right to the order
sure.
form now.
Yeah.
What would you think in your head would say, cool, what could I put before that
yeah.
to then give them something
right.
to then get them interested?
So one of two things, and this is what I like about the e-commerce space. One is asking, like, the person looking for a tooth powder product, what are they actually looking for?
Sure.
Are they looking for teeth whitening? Are they looking for more organic, natural ways instead of putting fluoride in
right.
their mouth and killing themselves?
Yeah.
Like, what are they actually looking for? And
sure.
then reverse engineering to say, like, what can I create then that's going to give them that thing
Got
without
it.
The product,
okay.
essentially.
Sure.
So let's say it's teeth whitening.
Right.
I don't know if it is, but let's say that that's one of the benefits.
Sure.
Then I'd be saying, okay, well, what can I offer in the form of information that's going to help them understand the benefits? And I might even create a PDF that says, like, the one ingredient you probably don't know about that's non-toxic to your body that increases 3 levels of teeth shades in a matter of 30 days.
Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
Let's say that that's
okay.
it. So I would lead with that.
Because right.
now you have your ideal prospect. You have someone who's health conscious, non-toxic,
right.
Looking for teeth whitening.
Yeah.
They care about the whole thing. And now they're like, whoa, okay, so there's an ingredient that I might not know about that's not baking soda or
sure.
whatever that can help me out. And they then take that next step.
Okay.
Engage with you.
Cool.
And then can we transition to what happens next?
Definitely.
So,
yeah.
e-commerce or whatever.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Most people, so they clicked on an ad.
They clicked on it.
They go to a landing page that says, let me give you this free thing.
Right.
Give me your name and your email. I'll send it to wherever you want me to send it.
Sure.
Then they get to the next page, which for the sake of a lack of a better term, let's call it a thank you page.
Okay.
Because usually that's where people say thank you. Now, the worst thing you can do on that page is say thank you.
Right.
Right? It's like, oh, here's the thing you asked for. See you later.
Right.
Because think about the momentum that was built to get that person there.
Oh, yeah.
They're scrolling through their news feed. They stop. They see your black and white image. They're like, damn. They read the copy. They're like, oh, they click.
Right.
Now, just getting that far.
That's hard.
You've literally stopped someone in their day.
Sure.
Then they get over to the landing page and you're saying, like, hey, get this thing that shows you how you can whiten your teeth with, you know, this mystery product, this mystery ingredient, whatever. They're like, huh, they read it. And now they've given you personal information.
Sure.
In order to get that thing.
Right. Okay.
So there's this huge amount of like forward momentum because you know this person now is interested in something related. Mm. The worst thing you can do is like, see you later. Thanks.
Right.
Right. So what I say then is on that thank you page, you make what I call a godfather offer.
Okay.
And a godfather offer is an offer that they can't refuse. Right. It's an incredible offer that for the right person who is interested in this type of thing, what can you offer them right then and there?
While they're there,
to say, well, damn, that's pretty hard to refuse.
Sure.
So let's say in the teeth whitening thing, maybe it's a free plus shipping.
Right.
Offer.
It's like a free month supply.
Get a free month supply. You just cover the shipping and put them on a continuity thing on the back.
Okay.
Whatever. Maybe if it's in the information space, you sell a course or something like that. Maybe it's a discount to a course. Or maybe if you buy the course, you get a free gold iPad.
Right.
Maybe
that would be pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet. Someone should think about that. But the case in point is like, what can you do to really sweeten a deal, make it a godfather offer? And what that does is it allows for the right person to say yes to you.
Okay.
But how do you do it in such a way where the wrong person doesn't feel offended by saying no?
Right.
And so what I like to do, and we can get into a lot of deep psychology around this, but essentially it's you offer something, you position it in such a way like, hey, for the right person, if you want to take advantage of this, I want to let you in on how you can do that in a great way.
Sure.
And here's the key thing. We say you don't have to make the decision now. We give them a little window to do that.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you've ever been in a scenario where someone's like, buy this now, or you'll never get
three
it again.
Minutes left.
Yeah. Then you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Right? And if I don't buy it, then I feel offended. And I'm like, so what if you give them a window? Let's call it 2 or 3 days.
Sure.
Where you say, you know what, do your due diligence. Look us up on the internet.
Right.
Talk to your significant other. Because I know like the $4 investment is a big investment. Whatever it be. But like, think about it, see if it's right for you.
Sure.
And then come back within that time frame and you can take us up on that. Now, once that time goes, you don't get that offer anymore.
Right.
But you have a little bit of time to think through that. So the idea is they've clicked, they've got some free information to start that relationship with.
Sure.
A percentage of those people are going to be ready to engage with you now. And as long as you make a really sweet godfather offer, a percentage of those people who are going to say yes. Now, those who don't say yes, you still build that relationship with them because you have their name and their email.
Right. Give them more free value content and everything.
Exactly. Okay. Now, the last kind of phase in all this, and I'll just kind of throw it out there for people to think about, is like you can say, hey, you got 3 days to get this thing, and then you ignore them and you hope they remember to come back and like get the thing, which even that will work pretty good.
Okay.
But what if you send them 3 emails and show them 3 ads in those 3 days?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you're just in front of them and you're reminding them, by the way, remember that tooth powder thing that you wanted? You only have a day left to get it.
Okay.
Right? Just a gentle reminder.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we see conversion rates, and I don't know how much number crunchers we have here, but we literally see conversion rates go from 6% to 23% on cold traffic in that 3-day window because we're simply reminding them with 3 ads and 3 emails.
Huh. Okay.
And this system, I mean, I know we went through it very briefly, and I take 2 days to teach it at our intensive, but this system of literally click, capture, convert.
Okay.
Following this step-by-step formula, you can sell e-commerce products, you can sell coaching, you can sell seminars, you can raise money for non-profit. Like, this is what works, like, literally every time when deployed properly.
That's awesome. And so, when they get the free gift, whatever it may be, then they go to their Godfather offer.
Yep.
What kind of conversions do you see there? Because you kind of give them that window ad, you know, cool, you don't have to do it now.
Sure.
So
right off the bat, we're 10, I mean, if it's a real good godfather offer, and that's the key.
So let's say coaching, then we'll say e-com products, because they're obviously going to be different.
Sure, Well, actually, the conversion rate is typically the same.
Really?
The price points are a little bit different.
Right, but you're still seeing the
But
same.
Yeah, we like to see, or we can see up to 6% on the high end.
Okay.
About 3% on the low end.
On the low end, okay.
Yeah. And just for perspective, like in a traditional sales scenario, if you're running an ad to a sales page, you're killing it if you're doing 1%.
Okay.
Right? So now what we're doing is the combination of letting them know that it's limited for a little bit of time, that it is in fact a special Godfather offer. Right. It's not something readily available to the public. Will give you those short bumps of 3-6% on the front.
Right.
And then as the rest of that 3 days plays out, bam, you just start to
then
see
you're
seeing
that 20%.
Up to.
Yeah, right. Not every single one.
Of course.
But we've
seen as high as.
Wow.
Those
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I know we probably touched base on it past interviews, but when you're doing all that, what's the typical number of, I guess, ads that you're testing and things like that that you really find that works well for you?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I don't think there's a magic number.
Okay.
It's just the realization that you better bloody be testing stuff.
Right.
Because we've been surprised. We'll run two exact identical ads.
Sure.
To the exact audience.
Right.
And one image will be black and white and one will be the color.
Sure.
The same image.
Right.
And one will get us leads for 80 cents and the other will be $3. And you're like, wait, same copy, same image, same everything, just one black and white and one's color. Mm.
Okay.
So the case in point is test.
Right.
You want to run a couple of variations. You want to see how they do. You want to run a couple of audiences, see how they do. And then as you start to find the winners, then you can kind of start scaling those up.
Sure.
But if you're relying on one ad to like run this puppy for you you don't know that you could be leaving stuff on the table.
Yeah. And one question with all that. So you have your ad.
Yep.
Then how congruent do you make the ad to the landing page to the Godfather offer?
It's a great question, and some people call that the ad scent or the ad trail.
Okay.
But the idea is everything should be in line and congruent.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you have need to use the exact same images on every page.
Very similar.
But the idea is the tone, the colors, the fonts, the
right.
Because if you have this like image that's like popping and it's very like harsh colors like reds or whatever,
sure.
And then you get to landing page and that's like dark blues, the mind. Especially if I don't trust you and I don't know
right,
you.
Anyways,
it's like,
yeah.
Well, just like, whoa, that
big
seems
difference.
A little off.
Sure.
So all of a sudden, without them even knowing, subconsciously, the mind is like, this seems unsafe.
Mm.
And you start to see your conversion rates low.
Right.
So congruency is key. The more you can kind of keep things in line with each other, the better off you're going to be.
Cool. Awesome. I know we only got a couple minutes left.
Sure.
So let's tell a bit where people can find out about you.
Yeah.
And then one last question.
Yeah, frankly, so I think that I'm the only Nicholas Kuzmich in the entire world, at least on Facebook. So it's very easy to find me on Facebook, NicholasKuzmich.com.
The NK.
The NK, baby, right? NicholasKuzmich.com is our site proper. If you want to learn about the council, something that we're talking about, or how to get a free iPad, NicholasKuzmich.com.
Who did that offer?
NicholasKuzmich.com/the council. But literally, that's the hub, and that's the space.
Okay.
Or if you want to interact with me on Facebook, Facebook Marketing Mastery is my free Facebook group.
Cool, and there's a ton of free content
it's
there.
Just, yeah, right. I mean, that's where we engage and spend our time kind of having community conversations.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then just, I guess, last question is, what do you want to leave our audience with that you think is significant to help impact them in the marketing world?
I won't even say the marketing world. I think just as a business owner.
Yeah. Cool.
Stop chasing shiny objects. And just find the, people call it essentialism, call it one thing, whatever. Bloody hell, find the one thing that's going to move the needle the most for you this year. Focus on it and then just get it done. There's so many conversations I have with business owners who are like doing this and that and the other, and I heard about this and what about this and let's try that and let's go after this. And so as a result, you're doing a bunch of things but not making any forward progress.
For sure.
The thing that changed the game for me was when I said, this is the thing I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to focus on. This is going to move the needle the most for me. So if you want to make bank, get focused, find the thing, get it to completion, and then move to the other thing.
Awesome. Well, it was an honor to have you on.
I love
three
it, baby.
Times.
3 times. History was made today, folks.
I really appreciate all your time.
Of course, brother.
Everything. So thank you for coming
thank
on
you,
Making
Josh.
Bank.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right.
Hey, guys. You were watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.